Those of you following along know that this was supposed to be a part two of a two-part Google Keep series on how to use Google Keep to be more productive. We're going to take a little break, and it's because some really busy things happened last week, and not busy as it relates to my schedule, but as it relates to Google releases. Last week, as you may remember, I mentioned that the Consumer Electronics Show was actually happening, and out of that came a lot of new Google Assistant products, and I think we should take some time and talk about them. But not only some new products, there were a lot of new Google news and features released. Seemed like the perfect time to take just a quick little break with our Google Keep series, which will return next time. But I think you will decide with me that it was important that we cover this. And had I covered both Google Keep Part 2 and all of the notes, and I mean, I have a long list of notes and releases from last week, that this would have been an hour and a half episode. And as you know, I try and keep them at 20. Before we get started on that, let's talk a little bit about what's going on with the Pixel Power Podcast. First of all, listenership is growing. We doubled this past week. That's not saying a lot considering where we were. However, I do know that this is a long game, and I appreciate all of those that are helping spread the word about the podcast. If you are not helping spread the word, why not? Hey, share the podcast with somebody who's a Google lover. Would love to continue to get some feedback from those of you who are listening and our new listeners. Let me know how we can make the show better and make it better, not for me, but for you. What are things that we can talk about that will help this podcast make you more productive? Over the weekend, I added some equipment to the podcast studio. I have a new Pile mixer that'll let me connect more than a single microphone. I also bought some new microphone cables, and I bought a set of DJ quality, so they say. I don't think so for $30, but I think they're very good. They're called One Audio over-the-ear headphones. One of the things I plan to do with the new mixer is actually connect a microphone to my Google Home Hub in my office. When I perform demonstrations, you can hear the Google Home Hub without me doing what I was doing, which was moving the microphone back and forth. I've integrated the equipment pretty smoothly into my podcast workflow, and I'll give you an update as I learn how to use the equipment. So, what are the big things that were occurring last week? The first thing I want to do is talk about Google Assistant products. So, these are devices, products, gadgets that have been released that include Google Assistant during the Consumer Electronics Show. First, there's some news. Google Assistant is now able to boast over 11 billion serve. So if you think about the old McDonald's arches and the sign underneath, for those of you old enough to remember that, Google now can place their own sign out and say, we have over 11 billion devices with the Google Assistant included. It's on approximately 1,600 different brands, and that's an increase of over 600% from 2017. Now, let's take a look at some of those products from CES that include the Google Assistant, or could be an and or Google Apps. New Vizio SmartCast TVs, not the older Vizio Yahoo-based TVs. Need to remember that. Generally, those from 2017 on are getting some upgrades with one important app inclusion, and that's YouTube TV app. I did notice this on my Vizio SmartCast TV. It was an omission that I noticed early on. So if you have a Vizio Smart TV, look for the new YouTube TV app. Vizio is also releasing SmartCast 3.0, and it'll be coming with enhanced Google Home support. Currently, you can use a Google Home Assistant to have your TV change volume, turn on, turn off. Vizio SmartCast 3.0 will give us some enhanced features, and it'll be coming to Vizio TVs and their soundbars. It'll also include with the soundbars the Google Assistant. So on your TV, you'll be able to do some of the same things that we already do with our Google Homes and our Google Home Hubs. Google Assistant is also coming to another popular sound device, the Sonos One and the Beam soundbar. If you currently own a Sonos, you know that you can use your Amazon Echo to control the device. You can send music and change the volume. So I am anxious to see Google Assistant roll out to that, and maybe I'll be able to start using those Sonos sound devices once again. Lenovo introduced a new 4-inch smart clock. You may remember I do have a Lenovo smart display. I have the 8-inch smart display. It actually resides in our living room. And before, I did have an Amazon Echo Spot that served as an alarm clock. I'm curious about this 4-inch Lenovo smart clock. It's supposed to be coming in early spring. It has a unique focus on sleep habits with meditation sounds, gentle waking alarm, and light controls with Google Assistant. It will come with a 6-watt noise reduction audio system that should give us decent sound and can be included in your groups throughout your home. So that's going to be coming in early spring. Again, I'm anxious to take a look at that one and see if it might actually end up on my nightstand. If you're an Apple user of the Apple iPad Pro, you may know that Bridge is a name that is widely regarded as a great Apple keyboard replacement. Well, Bridge is diving into the Chrome OS keyboard and trackpad game. They do have a removable keyboard for the Google Slate that was released last year, but also they are releasing a separate Bridge keyboard and trackpad for Chrome OS. If you have a Pixelbook and you want an external keyboard and pad, this could be a good combination of devices for you to have. More likely, though, you're going to use it if you have a Chromebox. If you're not familiar, a Chromebox is a device that will connect to a regular TV monitor, and you do have to provide normally your own keyboard and trackpad. So this would be an awesome device. Bridge is known for their quality keyboards and their trackpad. And the specs on this keyboard and trackpad are quite good. The trackpad is actually a glass-based trackpad, and the keyboard is made from aluminum. So if you're looking for an upgrade to some of those cheap Chromebox keyboards or those Windows keyboards that you're adding to your Chromebox or your Pixelbook, check out Bridge. I don't think you can go wrong with that one. And I am looking forward to actually trying that at some point. TicWatch, as you all know, is my Android Wear watch of choice. A lot of upgrades released. There is a new C2, there's an E2, and an S2. Those are just their codes for their watches. I actually have the Sport model, which includes the GPS. And I have to tell you, until we actually see a Pixel watch, I'm really fond of these watches and highly recommend. And I'll have a link in the show notes. The new watches will come with improved battery life, a magnetic dock. The current connector is magnetic, but it's not a dock, it's a cable. So it is a little cumbersome. So I would like to see a dock. It will get rid of the old MediaTek processors in favor of the Snapdragon processors, although still rocking a 3-year-old Snapdragon. It does not use the latest one. I would like to see the newer Snapdragon released. And actually, I probably will not upgrade my TicWatch until they move to the new, I believe it's the 3100 Snapdragon processor, and the 2100s is what they are currently using. And then they're going to add automatic workout tracking via their Tick Health app. So if you are a Tick Health user, you will see automatic workout tracking. It also will come with some custom flick gestures, which I would appreciate. One of the things that you would be able to do is flick your wrist and activate your Google Assistant on your watch. And we're looking for fall detection to come. That is a feature stolen from some other smart devices. And if you fall down, it'll actually be able to send a notification. In an effort to make the Google Assistant available everywhere, JBL Link Drive, a $60 plug-in to your 12-volt adapter, formerly your cigarette lighter, will allow you to connect the device to your Google app on your phone, and then you can activate your assistant using the Hey Assistant command. And it includes something called radio barging technology, which is supposed to allow it to lower the radio volume for commands and calls. It will include one USB charging port. I'm very interested in that radio barging technology. I don't know how it works. I looked for it online a little bit and couldn't find exactly what they're doing. I assume it's going through the Bluetooth connection. Not sure, but we'll look at it. And not to be left out, Anker, one of my favorite third-party companies for batteries and cables, released a $50 Rove Bolt. It's exactly the same thing as the JBL Link Drive, brings your Google Assistant to your car, only it does add an extra USB charger. So you get two USB chargers for $10 less, and you get the Google Assistant in your car. Both of these seem to be competing a little bit with Android Auto and just bringing voice to the car. We can do that now if we fire up the Android Auto app on our phone and stick it in a cradle. So if you are worried more about the visual distraction, this might be a nice option for you. So check those two devices out. If you're looking for a list of all of the devices at the Consumer Electronics Show for 2019 that included Google Assistant, I do have a link to the Verge's comprehensive list. I would encourage you to go take a look at that list and see what other devices, such as kitchen devices. We found some bathroom devices that are going to include the Google Assistant, and it's a fun list, so be sure and take a look at it and see what else will be coming in 2019 with Google Assistant. Last week, we got a whole batch of news, a lot of stuff coming out. So we're going to run through this list of about 20 or so items. First thing I want to talk about is Chromecast Audio. If you are a Chromecast Audio person, Chromecast Audio is now being added to the Google Cemetery. You may remember a website I shared with you several weeks ago called the Google Cemetery that lists all of the services that have been killed by Google. Add Chromecast Audio to that Google Cemetery. I was not a user of Chromecast Audio at all. I think I had the Sonos and that worked well for me. So if you are a heavy user of Chromecast Audio and that device you could plug into a set of speakers and get it on your home network, you better buy them while they're available because they are going out of stock quickly. But I have no experience with it. If you were a user of Chromecast Audio, send me a note. Let me know that you used it and how you used it. I'd be interested to hear if that was a device that you are concerned about it going to the Google Cemetery. January was also security patch release month. Not only did we get our regular security patch updates, we got a few fixes to our Pixel phones. The January release fixed a low quality audio and video recordings. Evidently, and I had not experienced it, video recordings had very low audio, so it sounds like our security patch came with an adjustment to our microphone. January purportedly also adds a Google Pixel update button that actually works this time. If you have tried to use the update button on your Pixel phone, one of the things you'll notice is sometimes you hit it, sometimes it does something, sometimes it doesn't, sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. It's one of those things. It supposedly works now. I did check. I hit it. It actually went out and checked for an update. It didn't just sit there and look at me and say, I don't think I want to do anything right now. And then also coming to that is a new UI. There's going to be a new material design update. Some are reporting that that's rolling out now. I did not see that. Check your phone and let me know if you see the new Google update material design and button. Google Search also got activity cards starting to roll out. And an activity card is when you perform a Google search on the Google Search mobile site, for instance, you will see a list of cards that show your previous searches that are related. And for some people, when you use the mobile version of the Google search page, you are getting the Google Assistant icon showing up on your search results or on the page in general when you actually first load the page. It appears that this is an attempt to help people who don't have Google Assistant on their phones learn about Google Assistant and also make it available. Some providers do not provide Google Assistant on their phone, and this is a way maybe that they can provide that. Again, it's rolling out. Be on the lookout for that, and we'll take a look at it when it is more ubiquitous. I like that Google Assistant is going to let us do our flight check-ins and make hotel reservations via voice. In the world of Google Apps, Google Drawings, some of you may or may not be familiar with, there's a show right there. Google Drawings is a way to create drawings using a web page. And those drawings can traditionally be added to a document, but now we can embed those into a document, which means we can create the file in Google Drawing. We can embed that into a Google Doc. And if we make changes to the original drawing, then we can refresh the drawing in the document where it's inserted. Should be coming to slides as well later. I checked. I am both a personal user of Google Apps and a business user of Google Apps, and I did not find the option available. It is supposed to be available now. Let me know if you're receiving it. I'll let you know once I start to receive it. I will tell you, I do use Google Drawings quite a bit in my personal and professional life. I actually, for the podcast, created the Pixel Power Podcast logo using that tool. Google Sheets is also getting some updates. You can now add, and while this doesn't sound significant, it actually kind of is, you can now add unique colors rather to your graphs rather than just picking from the preset colors. So if you want to customize your graphs to your organizational colors, you are no longer just stuck with the colors that are provided. Google Maps is getting full Google Assistant integration. That's something that wasn't there before. Google Maps would allow you to use a subset of Google Voice commands to find locations and search, but now you have full access while you're in the Google Maps app to the Google Assistant. That will allow you to do things like fire off a text message or ask it the weather, or maybe turn on and off your lights as you drive into your garage. Google Classroom is also getting material design influence. Google Classroom, for my fellow educators out there, is that alternative to Blackboard or Canvas that's provided by Google. Not quite as full-featured as those two platforms, but is slowly adding those features that will make it a useful tool for educators. It's also adding drag and drop items. Before, you could move items around, but you had to use arrows to move those up and down. Now you can drag and drop those. And there's additional training resources that are available for Google Classroom, at least. Looking forward to their 2019 education event. My guess is these are some small additions that we can roll out now, but hopefully we'll see some big changes in Google Classroom later on. Android Auto gets Google Podcast support. If you're a listener to this podcast using Google Podcasts, you can now use Android Auto to listen to your favorite podcast. The Android Auto app will actually display the Google Podcast logo. You can tap on it and you can start to select the podcast that you want to listen to. Remember, Android Auto, not required to have a car. You can simply put your phone in a cradle, load the Android Auto app, and you'll get a small subset of the features that are available if you had full-blown Android Auto. So give that a try. Android TV got an addition to their Amazon app, if you want to talk about merging those two together. And sometimes we don't like those to be together, but in this case, the Amazon app gets Amazon's new free streaming service, which are shows that are ad-supported. So now you have on your Android TV, you can have some free content to watch from Amazon. It appears that it's also available on Roku if you are a Roku user. And obviously, Amazon Fire TV will have this as well. But if you do use Android TV, be on the lookout. There's some more free content you can watch. On the Pixel phone, it's being reported that on the Netflix app on Pixel 3 devices, Netflix movies are getting HDR support. So high dynamic range color images flying through the air from your Netflix app to your Pixel 3 phone. Again, I checked it yesterday. I did not see it. Hopefully it's starting to roll out soon. It is on a slow burn rollout according to the source I read. So be on the lookout for that. Google Home Hub interpreter mode is going to be rolling out. This is pretty cool. You can say, "Hey assistant, be my German interpreter." And then users take turns speaking and the Google Assistant will interpret what the other person said and display the results on the screen. Now, here's a fun one. This is a Google Home Hub, and I'm going to call this a bit of a hack. It's kind of cool, but there's evidently a full browser built into our Google Home Hubs. Here's how you do it. Just perform a search for any U.S. president. So say, "Hey, assistant, tell me about President so-and-so." And then the Home Hub will use Wikipedia to display information. When it does that, look down. There's a very small Wikipedia link in the lower right-hand corner. Take your finger, tap on it, and you'll see a full browser view of that Wikipedia page show up. It's pretty cool. There's no way to enter text, but what you can do is you can tap on the hyperlinks. So as far as you can get tapping on hyperlinks is as far as you can get with the actual browser. I tried to tap in one of the text edit windows. You tap on it, nothing happens. But it is just kind of a cool hack. And you kind of wonder, is somebody going to hack this thing? So eventually we could use our Google Home Hubs, albeit it's pretty small, that screen for a web browser. And then here's a fun one, the Web-a-Skeb. Yes, I said that right. The Web-a-Skeb. It is an Etch-a-Sketch simulator. Link to that page is on my show notes. If you load this on a phone or tablet, it's pretty cool. It's just as frustrating as ever to draw using those two little wheels, which you have virtual wheels. It's just like an Etch-a-Sketch. But what's really cool on the phone and tablet is if you turn it upside down and shake your phone or tablet, it clears the screen. So it's a great simulator of an Etch-a-Sketch. It's called the Web-a-Skeb. It's available now. And check out the link on the show notes for episode 0009. We're right at 20 minutes. That does it. I was able to get through quite a bit of news, quite a few new products in our time period that I like to a lot. So let's wrap this one up. And remember, next time, the Google Keep Part 2 will be back and we'll talk about the advanced uses for Google Keep. Also, remember, we have the Google group. You can post your Google Keep tips. You can talk about this episode. You can submit your tips, your tricks. There's two users there. We're kind of lonely. We'd like some more users, so get in there. Also, be sure and connect with us. Check out the show notes and everything else you can find at www.pixelpowerpodcast.com. You can email me at steven@pixelpowerpodcast.com. And you'll find show notes for this episode and all of them at http://www.pixelpowerpodcast.com/episodes. And be sure and leave your reviews at your favorite podcast clients' services. Would love to see those reviews. That about does it. And I tell you what, I'm excited about next week's episode of Google Keep. If you missed and was looking forward to that, please come back. We will talk about Google Keep, and I've got some exciting things to share with you next time.